go.
Get.
If you're playing hide and seek, children would have to run and free and touch the
base.
You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught it.
Let's me in if I get there first.
Wait for it.
If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, please give me another
chance.
If a person's in a good mood, you might say, he's in a very good
mood.
There's that pesky salesman again. Wait till I
talk to him.
And I'll try to. If you wanted to make him go away or something, you might say, I'll try to. If somebody annoyed you, you might want to have to. He didn't know what was going on, but he. Blank, he knew it all.
Thought.
If, somebody stole your pencil, what might you say? You say somebody
stole.
Or
took.
Or somebody.
No.
What's a maybe another way you might say that? Somebody
swipe.
Ripped it off? Would you be more likely to use swiped or ripped it off?
Probably ripped it off, since that's what's out now.
Yeah. I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember.
If you have a friend in another city, you might have to him a letter.
Right.
Yesterday, he me a letter.
Wrote.
And tomorrow, I'll.
Right.
In about a week, I'll expect him.
Letter.
And it's about time I was getting in. If the phone rings, you would have to
answer it.
If you put a letter in an envelope and take your pen and write on the front of it, you say you were
addressing.
He lives in Bristol, but I don't know his
address.
If a boy has learned something new, for instance, if he's learned a whistle or something, you might want to know where he learned that. You would ask him who
taught you.
Where are you going to Miami? Right now, where? Next Wednesday.
Right now, our next Wednesday.
If you're not doing something right now, you might say in the future something you think you might do. You might say that you're
do it later.
Or that you are making
plans, preparations.